Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our shiur in the Maharal, or Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We're discussing why it doesn't say Moshe Kibotar Me'akadosh Baruch Hu, because that would imply there's a tzeiruf, there's this connection between Moshe and Hashem. And obviously Hashem is in a category all his own. So in the Machon Yerushalayim edition, it's page Kuf Chaf Aleph. Or Perek Beishami, B'seches Yivam, Kuf Ham Beis. By us, it's in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, the 12th Perek, not the 13th Perek. Gabri Shmab, Rabbi Yossi, Sha'amrele Avdon, who's a Talmud of Rebbe. V'chiyat Hagan, Lumay, Torah, and Pi Rebbe, are you fitting to learn Torah from the mouth of Rebbe? Amrele, Rabbi Shmab, Rabbi Yossi, V'chi Moshe, Hagan, Lumay, Torah, and Pi Agvura, was Moshe fitting to learn Torah from Hashem's mouth? Hare, this is the Maharal. Often thought there's this relationship between the Rebbe and the Talmud. So Rabbi Yishmael said, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was fitting to learn Torah from Hashem. And he learned from Hashem. In other words, he's proving from the Das of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, the Moshe Rabbeinu has no tseiruf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chi Moshe Rabbeinu haya hagun lo matar m'pi ha-gvura. It doesn't say m'pi ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu, because gvura is midas ha-din. Like the Maharal says in Sefer Netzach, Gavriel mushpa m'menu ha-din v'ushav ala-eish in the Seel of Gvilus Chasadim. You can't be dovek in the midas ha-din, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, is coming to say, you can't be mitzuruf to Hashem, and therefore it doesn't say in the Mishnah here, Moshe kibal Torah m'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlohay is a covered klapi ma'ila. It's not honor to Hashem. Rak Moshe kibal Torah misinai v'lo tzilisko reitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't say Hashem. It says misinai, like we discussed in the previous year. V'yosim izamru chazal akasuv shamar v'yishma is hakol midaber elav shukmo misdaber. Uncle says demismalal imei. Speaking with himself, Rashi's Mefarish, Shekom Medabri Ma'atzma Moshe Yishomei V'derek Kovet Shel Ma'ila. In other words, the voice is speaking with itself, and Moshe Rabbeinu was just listening in. Kiloi Medabri Mehedyot Kach Pirish Rashi. And it's not like he's speaking to a Hedyot. That's what Rashi explains. So Rashi says in Yecheskel, V'kovet Ulichtov Medabir Klapei Ma'ila. Shomer midaber b'shva nishma kilo midaber l'chaver. That's midaber, but here it says midaber. Mashmo, Rashi says she'ashchina midaber v'neatz b'chvoda v'shlucha v'yishmutz. So God's like speaking to himself. So we all know the Mishnah in Ksubis, ro midaberes imacher ma midaberes nivala. So Dibur is a sug of Chibur. So you see this inyan of Hashem speaking. It says Midaber with himself. Otherwise with Moshe would be a Chibur, and it's not Roy, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not on the Madrega, no one is to speak to Hashem. Kemeshar Kasu Midaber, Kemoshem is Daber, Kilo Midaber, Imatzim of Hediot Shomeh, Afogav Shebekam Mekom Ksiv Vayidaber, I know a Dibur, Shepamachas Bilvad, Alzeinu Makbilomer Vayidaber, Midibur Akavua Tamid, Moavishma is a called Midaber Elov. So when it's a one-time thing, it says Vaidaber Seder. But when it's a constant thing, Vaishma has to call Midaber Elov, so the Lashon is going to be Midaber, like Mizdaber, like it's speaking to himself, and Moshe Rabbeinu is just listening in. That makes that interruption. Sinai is in the middle. So it's not Moshe directly from Hashem. Kama Hashem or Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai v'lo Moshe kibal Torah bis Sinai. Why mi Sinai not bis Sinai? So we talked about it being a kfius makom, and we also talked about Sinai being this humble mountain. Ki the kabbalas and Tomi Sinai b'vadi yeshmeret sefer yuchad the kabbal Tomi Sinai har lokim Moshe gamkein isha lokim the kachroy the Maharal says earlier shtavu Tomi har Sinai al Moshe because Har Sinai, that's in the Midbar, which is godly, and that has its Tzeruf to Moshe. And also, like we discussed, the humility. But now the Maral goes further, and he says, "Shatar tzveki ba'lomar ki Hashem Yisbarach kilu ha'yadibur im atzmo, v'koye ba me'atzmo l'moshe misinai." It's like God speaking to himself. V'yishma sakol midaber elav ba'midbar zayin. And v'ilam Moshe kibol tar misinai, Moshe makabal m'pi ha'gvura atzmo, u'bisinai shamra lo ba'lomar rak be'ezim mokum kibol Torah. Kachamra Moshe kibol Torah misinai. In other words, it's telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hear the Dibur from Hashem. The Dibur was speaking to itself. If it would have said Bis Sinai, that would have implied that Moshe was a couple of Bis Sinai directly from Hashem. But Mis Sinai implies that Sinai was in the middle, and therefore it wasn't directly from Hashem, and that's more Kavod Klapei Maila. And you certainly can't say Moshe Kibbutz Torah Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Maharal. We're speaking to the skip to the next paragraph. Moshe kibol Torah miSinai. Amar Eitzel Moshe Loshen Kabbalah ki amakabel umakabel lefi kocho. So we asked earlier, what's pshat Kabbalah? And sometimes it says a Loshen of Mesira, Misara li Yoshua. So what's pshat Moshe kibol and then Misara? Amar Eitzel Moshe Loshen Kabbalah ki amakabel umakabel lefi kocho. Lo kibol Moshe kol haTorah. Kabbalah is mashma what you're able. And Moshe was only makabel what he was able to be makabel. Full shver. Because we know that the whole Torah was given to Moshe at Sinai, even when a Talmud Vosik is Vosik V'Chadesh. Even when a Talmud was given to Chadesh, it was given at Sinai. So what does it mean? It wasn't Makabal the whole Torah. So we know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that there were Chamishim Shari Bina. They were all given to Moshe except for one. So he was Makabal as much as he could. Avalarma Misara li Yoshua, ki Moshe Evshel Limso Kol Asher Kibol li Yoshua. Misara implies everything. So he gave it all to Yoshua. So, there's an aura here that says in the pasuk, "Vayiten al Moshe kechaloso ladaber ito b'har Sinai shnei luchos ha'edus." Rashi is kechaloso is chaser without that above, like a kala to a chasen. Couldn't learn Torah. He couldn't. How can he learn so much Torah? It was just given to him as a gift. So Moshe Rabbeinu was given me'aver lekochol. Torah was given to him as matana. Kechaloso like a kala. Says in the Gemara, he was learning and he was forgetting. Then it was given to him as a gift. Maral says, "Bir b'zeh madrigas haTorah shein letzeref v'chibur al adam l'fi malas al yona kach haYemoshim yishakeach haTorah shein letzeref v'chibur al adam l'fi malas al yona kach haYemoshim yishakeach haTorah kishalamda ki haTorah nevdelas haloikis v'ena shayach haTorah l'adam mitzad she'adam u bal guf kach lo yachibur al Moshe al haTorah rak mitzad ma shenoysen Hashem Yisbaruch mashpi al adam u'mitzad ezeh haya chibur ki Moshe b'fnei atzma v'haTorah nevdelas min haAdam. The Gamrei, the Lekach Metchila Kasher Nitna Lo Hayalomid Mishakcha, Kilo Hashem Chibur Ladam Agashmi. Atana Ba Hashem Yisroch the Gamrei Ladam. The Maral says that's the Majreig of Torah. There's no Tzeref to a person. Moshe Rabbeinu kept forgetting it. It's a Maile Elokis. Person has a goof. Then God gave it to him as a gift. So what's pshat that Moshe was only Fikocho? Is Meir Lekocho? So Rav Harman suggests that here we're talking about two different things. Kotzer HaMasik V'Oimek HaMusig. The Maral, in his Chidushei HaGadlus to Nedarim, that we just read out, is talking about Kotzer HaMasik, that even though a person, Mitzad Atzim, is not Roy LeKabelas HaTorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia Torah la'adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was zoicha to learn kol ha'Torah kula in 40 days, even though a normal person can't. So that's kotzer amasik. A person is unable. But here, Maharal is talking about omek ha'musug. It's ne'alemes meine kol chai. So mitzad, the depth of Torah, nobody gets it. So if it's kotzer amasik, so then you can be given it as a matana. God's going to be mashpiat, hamitzad the adam, mitzad Hashem. But we're talking about omek hamusug, how deep Torah is. That's shaykh to the etzem divrei Torah. We can't make Torah more superficial so that man can get it. So God can help man be masig more than he's able. But as far as Torah, Torah can't be any less. Yefshe Shekiba Moshe Kol HaTorah Kula. Dugma L'Davar. Chacham saying Rosh Hashanah Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, 50 Sha'arei Bina in the world. Kula Nidnu L'Moshe Chaser Achas. The Ramban writes in his Akdama on the Sha'ar that Moshe didn't receive. Ve'efshe Sha'ar Zeh B'Idiyas Abor Yisrael Shanem Sol Nivra. It's from God. Only God knows it. So too in the Ran. So this isn't Kotzer Amasik, it's not Moshe's fault, it's Omek HaMusuk. It's so deep. So the Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get that 50th gate because it was beyond human comprehension. And then, but to Yoshua, he gave everything he could give. That's Mesorah LeYoshua. V'chein ha'yavshu LeYoshua Limsor Kol Asher Moser LeMoshe LeZakenim, Zakenim LeNevim, Nevim Anshei Knesset HaGadola. Everybody gave what he was Mekabel from the others because they could be Mekabel. And then they passed on everything they gave. So soon the Maharal is going to talk about how there was a miut in the Doros, there was this diminishing of wisdom. When it starts talking about Kabbalah again, that's because he's only Makabal what he's able to. When it talks about Mesira means everything. It talks about Kabbalah, it's only the fi echolus of the person, according to the person's capacity. That's Antogenes Yisocho Kibal Mimenu. Rabbi Elazar Agadol, Sanhedrin Samaches, Rabbi Torah Lamadatim Araboisev, Lachasaratim Hem, Rak Kelava Malakik Menayam. And all the Zugas, Kabbalah, Kibal Stolibi Makabel, Kabbal Fikocho, Mesira is Meshach to the Moiser. He's Moiser Kefi Kocho. And that's until Anshei Knesset HaGadola. It's Talui in the Nosein. Because the person giving it can give everything. But when there's a Chisaron, because there was a good Makabel. But the moment there's a Chisaron in the Makabel, then you can't give everything. The difference, explains Rav Hardman, between Mesira and Kabbalah is this thing, Chesed and Rachamim. Like the Maharal says, Ki lo elam chazdo, there's no limit to Hashem's Chesed. Hashem does Chesed, there's no tachos, no gvul. Ki lo elam chazdo, ain't kates. But Rachamim is mitzad amakabal. Chesed is mitzad atzma. So if it's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has no limits. But if it's Rachamim, what the person needs. So Kabbalah, which is receiving, is biyachas lekocho shel makabel. When he's makabel, he's only makabel when he's able to be makabel. Just like rachamim is according to what the person's able to, what the person needs. But when it's mitzad, the no saying, giving it all over like chesed, that's mesira. He's giving it all. So if there's a good Makabel, then the no-saying can give it all. When you talk about Mesira, he's giving it all, he's Moser everything. Because the no-saying is able to give everything. Because there's a good Makabel. But if the Makabel is limited, then it says Kabbalah, Lashon Kabbalah, we focus on the Makabel, because that means it's a limited Kabbalah like Rachamim. So Kabbalah is when it's limited by the Makabel, And Masir is when he's giving it all, because it's not limited by the Makabim. So that's a beautiful difference in the Mishnah between Kabbalah and Masirah. Nevi'im Masirah L'Anshei Knesset Gedolah. And then again it repeats Masirah. In other words, it says Moshe Kibadori Masirah L'Sar L'Yeshua. And then it doesn't say Masirah again. It says Yeshua is the Kanim, is Kanim Levim. Even talking about Masirah, it doesn't say the word Masirah. And then it says Vayter, and Vim is Sarua Alan Shekin Esagadol. Again, it says the word Masirah. Afagav Zor Masirah Esli Yeshua is the Kanim. Vachene Esli is Kanim Levim. That was one of the kashas of Maral asked. Vnei Shabalomar Ki Adahena Dahenu on Nevim, Alan Shekin Esagadol, Hayaderach Masirah. Mekan Velech Loy Derach Masirah, Rak Derach Kabbalah. So, in other words, we're talking about the Tchum. In other words, we have Moshe Kibbal Torah Masirah, and we saw Yeshua, the first Masirah, and then we mention Masirah again at the last Masirah. So we don't have to mention it in the middle. It's Masirah all throughout. Beautiful. So comes the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, Masirah L'Anshei Knesset Gedolah, and that's where it stopped. And from then on, it was only Derech Kabbalah, because there was a mute. Ubalomar b'zeh, because they couldn't be makabel as much. Kiman Anshei Knesset Gedolah, Hayor Mishol Shedvar Meilu. Now it's going to quote these three things: Have Musina Medina, Mitu Tumim Harbe Asug LaTorah, Hasibum Pnei Sheminad Mindorim Ve'Ela Achoisa Torah Mismaetes. From their time and on, the Torah became diminished. They weren't able to be makabel as much. But kind of called Masirah v'lo Yoser, but Tzuchel as Har is the Talmidim al Torah. Moshe is Boer. He's going to explain how you have to be Masir. L'hamid the Talmidim Harbeis, we're going to explain B'siyata Dishmai. Ve'od. He's going to give another answer, why the Fomim L'shon Masirah, L'fim L'shon Kabbalah. First answer was Masirah is Shleimus and Kabbalah is only the Fidah Makabal. Now here's another answer. The Kevin Yoshua Miyuchad. Since Yoshua was special from everybody, that he, Dafka, was given the Torah, later on he's going to explain what was so special about Yoshua. So Moshe had to give the Torah to Yoshua. Yoshua was there. Why shouldn't he give him the Torah? It's a mitzvah to teach Torah. So the Zekanim were in front of Yoshua, they have to give it to them. In other words, it says the Lashon of Masirah, or it's talking about Masirah, it's the first time it says it includes all the future Masirahs, because the person is there, and he's the one you're supposed to be giving the Torah to, why shouldn't you give it to him? But until now, these persons were the ones who were specifically supposed to receive. The Zekanim were supposed to give it to the Nevi'im, Nevi'im were supposed to give it to the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, so because that's who the Torah is supposed to be Nimser to. But now that you have all these individuals, why should Shimon HaTzadik give it to Antigonus alone? There's no special connection. And all these Zugos, why from them to them and them to them? And the answer is because they came to be Makabel. And therefore it says a Lashon of Kabbalah. Now the Masirah is on the Nosein. Kabbalah is on the Makabel. And therefore, if there's a Chovas Havaris HaTorah on the Nosein, it's going to be a Lashon of Masirah. He has to give it over to specifically this person or these people. And when there isn't a specific Chovat for him to give it over, and the person just wants to receive it, it says a Lashon of Kabbalah. And by Moshe, it says Kibel, even though Hashem wanted to give it Dafka to Moshe. And the answer is because we don't want to say Shlorot HaSkira Nosein, Hashem is Baruch, Eitzel, Makabel Basar V'Dam. גם כי מצד השם יזברך שהוא אינו עושה הכל שווה, ואם לא היה משה, היה אפשר למסור התורה לאחר. רק אם משה זכה וקיבל, לקח תורה במשה. Why did I say Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai? Because as far as Hashem is concerned, he could have given it to anybody. So therefore, it doesn't say Lashon of Mesira. So here again, it's mitzad, it doesn't say explicitly Hashem, but we know it's coming from Hashem. So it doesn't say explicitly, originally we said that, who is he going to give it to if not Moshe? So Moshe's Torah says, give it to anybody. Shlach Nabiya Tishlach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, anybody go to Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu held he was very low. But we know Moshe was special, but Klape Hashem. Hashem could give it to anybody, especially if he's giving him as a gift. The Melech says Kibel is mitzad the Makabel, and Moshe was Makabel. It wasn't mitzad the Moser. So when there's a special chib on the Moser to give it specifically to this person, this is Lashon Masara. When it isn't, he could give it to anybody, but the person came to be Makabel, it says Lashon of Kibel, and therefore Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. But afterwards he gave it Dafka to Yoshua, Yeshua Dafka to the Zekanim, Dafka to the Nevi'im. There's a special Havara, mitzvah of Havara, to give it to them, to pass it on to them. And then again, Viter, it says afterwards Kibel, because then you could give it to anybody, but these people came to be Makabel. So, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we learned some very important Yisodos, the transmission of the Torah, and hopefully we'll continue next time. We should be Soch Alumo Du Lamed, Lishmor V'Lasa, so the Kaim is called Livre Salam, the rest of V'Hava, Amen V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.